The first trial of Lewis and Catherine Kealoha is focused on a conspiracy to frame Catherine Kealoha's uncle for theft using police resources to do so, the infamous mailbox case. It's alleged that Lewis Kealoha, in his capacity as police chief, conspired with officers in the department's secretive criminal intelligence unit. In March, the Independent Honolulu Police Commission approved the use of city funds to pay for Kealoha's defense in the conspiracy case. Now, City Councilmember Ron Minor wants to challenge that decision.
I do not think that the alleged actions of Kealoha were done in the performance of his official duty as a police officer, which would legally obligate the city to pay for his outside counsel.
That phrase, in the performance of his duties, is key to the issue.
If you're using the powers of the office, then it's incident to the performance of your duty.
Attorney Loretta Sheehan is the chair of the Honolulu Police Commission. She says that under state law, the city is required to fund the defense of any officer who is acting in an official capacity.
As police officers, you can do an act in the performance of your duty, and you can do it illegally. You can do it badly. You can do it negligently. You can do it wrongfully. But if it's an act done in the performance of the officer's duty, then we have to pay for it.
Police commissioners decided that in the mailbox case, Lewis Kealoha was acting in an official capacity. They did not approve city funds for the second trial, which covers bank fraud and identity theft. Councilmember Ron Minor was not swayed by the police commission's argument. He plans to introduce a city council resolution that, if approved, would have the city challenge the commission's decision in court.
If the city wins a favorable decision from the circuit court, then we're not going to have to pay for Kealoha's outside counsel. However, if the circuit court affirms the police commission's decision, then unfortunately, the city may be responsible and liable to reimburse the federal government for any attorney's fees and costs that have been incurred by Kealoha through his outside counsel.
Minor's resolution must first pass a committee vote next week and then be approved by a majority of the full 9-member council. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.